This is the Tuesday, the octave of National Heroes Celebration. Today is the 10th of October 2023, and we continue in the vein we started yesterday in our meditations. Again, we continue to wish you all a happy Heroes season. And in Hebrews chapter 11, that's where we were. Should I go on? That's Hebrews 11:32, and I ask the question, should I go on? Yes, we will continue to go on today, talking about our heroes. First, let us pray for all Christians in their vocation and as heroes. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers we offer before you, all members of your holy church, that in their vocational ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Should I go on? Hebrews 12:1. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. Yes, we admire and our admiration turns to search for perfection when we talk about heroes, and we look for the perfect person, and probably even the person who is of a lighter hue. And at the same time, we overlook the person next door, who can hardly make ends meet. The woman who must wash her children's one suit or school uniform each day. The mother making tuna and grits for her children before going to school. She has nothing else to feed them. The hotel workers and the waitresses and the waiters who must face bullies some days. And indeed, those who face bullies even in the church, in the workplace, and elsewhere. Who is our hero? That mother, that father, who steps back to do without so that their children can step forward to get an education. The moms and dads and grandparents, the police officers who care and wear the uniforms with dignity, lending a hand, not using a hand. The volunteer who gives her time, never expecting a thing. The poor woman who struggles to make ends meet, but reaches in her pocket to give someone, a less fortunate, the only dollar she has. The families who reach out to me as I travel from island to island throughout this archipelago, so that I might be the best priest ever to minister from community to community. And therefore, I give God thanks for those who inspired priesthood in me, on whose shoulders I stand. They are heroes. I would like to continue the roll call. Should I go on? Yes, there's enough time to go on with some, like a William Roll, Catechist William Roll, who was my first Sunday school superintendent, who taught me theology from the time I had sense. And all I've done since that is to build on what he has taught. Cat the lay readers such as a John and Briston and Israel Rogers, who kept the church door open during those times of growing up, because there was only one priest between 11 churches in Cat Island, and these men bravely kept the service going. I give God thanks for Jane McKenzie, my grandmother, on whose lap I laid my head many times, falling asleep in a church service, who inspired me with her love and her protection. I give God thanks for my parents, Sebastian Campbell and Almeda Campbell, who indeed inspired priesthood in me, the most loving, most beautiful, yet stern and disciplined persons who kept me on the straight and narrow. I give God thanks for the faithfulness of a sexton such as an Edward Starr, who made sure the bell, which was the clock for the entire settlement, was always rang on time every day. 6 in the morning, 12 at midday, 6 in the evening, and at every before every service. I give God thanks for Laura Dean, 100 years old, who we celebrated only last Sunday at St. James Baptist Church. Persons like her, in whose security, who gave us stamina in order to press on, William Russell. Yes, and sometimes cantankerous, but indeed someone who was yet a role model. A role model of discipline, Miriam Williams, whose love cradled me and endless others in Adamstown, and who was so generous to the fault in giving what she had. Avis and Brister, we celebrate you at this time. One who, although not going to high school, was able to lead Sunday school and teach many children the faith because of a commitment as a simple, ordinary farmer, housewife, and mother. Yes, I give God thanks for a William Granger who cradled me when I was only 1 month old and baptized me in the faith, and indeed who is patron saint of all Cat Island, especially from Orange Creek to Port Howe, who was a pastor to all people. And indeed, so touching was his pastorship that he was able to open a church in the Cove where there was absolutely no Anglicans and people followed. Muriel O'Bonaby, the one who inspired me from the very beginning when I was 6 years old to become a priest. Indeed, a faithful pastor to all Cat Islanders during those early years. I give God thanks for Eric Sam, who helped to cradle me as a priest those early years. James Campbell Jr., the first to put a cassock on me and became a big brother to me as I was a little boy running around looking for direction there in Adamstown, especially the churchyard of St. Andrews. I thank God for people like Elseda Pratt and Doreen Pratt, faithful parishioners at St. Andrews, indeed, in whose love and who gave the little that they had in terms of academics and in learning. Show us the way. Ina Mae Campbell, Ina Mae Thurston Campbell, my primary school teacher, with Rosemary Dean, for example, who was there to lead in academics and indeed in church, Sunday school, and who gave their time unselfishly. Yes, Uncle Jep, I haven't forgotten you. Jep Dambrista, the local constable who kept law and order and who sent fear in the nerves of everybody. Oh, shall I go on? Yes, Mary Clark. I go on quickly, and Samuel Seymour, Catechist, and Catechist William Bonaby, and Catechist William Farrington, Catechist Clarence Tyston, all, and Catechist Rissy Wilson, Catechist Hartman Mancar, Catechist Lovely Sanders, without these people, Catechist Hunter at St. Mark's in Port Howe, Catechist William Seymour of St. Mary's in Old Bight, Catechist Campbell Seymour and his wife, Catechist Seymour. I salute you and I celebrate you as we celebrate heroes at this time. You indeed are my heroes. Shall I go on? The writer of Christ rightly says, there is enough time for me to speak of all the others. But I give God thanks and ask God to bless those who continue to be role models, who continue to allow their shoulders to be on that in which we stand. As I close, I ask the question again this morning. Is there a hero in you? As you look in the mirror, is there a hero looking back at you? That someone one day, that include you in our text, shall be gone. There is more to add to the list. Me, yes, me, and you, yes. We ought to join that large crowd of witnesses around us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. As for us, we have this large crowd. Great God, can we say, I want to be in that number. May God help us as we strive to be role models. God's face on this angry and ugly world today. Shall we pray? Almighty God, who created us in your own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and make no peace with oppression. and that we may reverently use our freedom. Help us to employ it in the establishment and maintenance of justice in our communities and within and among the nations to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives. Take us and use us to love and save all persons in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, this day henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
Rather let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant.